The human brain is an organism of infinite complexity, and we are learning more and more about it as scientists study it more and more. And I'm going to risk this morning oversimplifying some of what we know about the brain, but I just want to do a little bit of brain science with you this morning. You'll all be smarter if you haven't heard this before by the end of the day, at the very least. Maybe we'll hopefully more like Jesus too, but at least you'll know a little bit more about the brain. Our brain is broken up really into three different parts. There is the brain stem, there is the limbic system, and there is the neocortex or prefrontal cortex. You writing all this down? There's going to be a quiz later. But each of these parts of the brain do different things. They have different impulses, and they are important for us in different ways. The brain stem, which is the red up here, is often known as the reptilian brain. If we're thinking from an evolutionary perspective, this is the most basic unit of a living organism. The reptilian brain worries about survival. Worries about survival. It asks the question, am I safe? Am I safe? This is where our fight or flight instincts come into play. When I face danger, do I fight it? Do I, you know, go towards it, or do I run away from it? But this is the question, am I safe? This is what the brain stem helps us to ask, and it's important for our survival, especially when we're facing something dangerous. Second part of our brain is the, what is it? The limbic system, and it is the part of our brain that asks, do I belong? This is where a lot of our emotions come into play. It asks the question, am I in or out? It's another kind of like the question, am I safe? But it's more of a safety within community in relationship with other people. This is sometimes called the mammalian brain, the mammal brain. And then the last part of the brain that we have is the neocortex. And this is the rational brain or the primate brain, and it asks the question, what is my purpose? It's where our creativity lies, it's where our reason is found. And so these three parts of our brain, I hope you see, all have different but important functions for our lives. They also kind of go with this process we talked about a couple weeks ago. Remember the I, we, they, all process? Well, the brain stem is really the I. Am I safe? The limbic system is really the we. How are we together? Do I belong? Is there a healthy and safe we community? And then the primate brain or the neocortex is the they. What is my purpose? What is my contribution? So you might say that this is the survival, community, contribution. Three parts of our brain. Now, all of these are important, as I said, but we can also get stuck in any one of them. If we continue to kind of feed the brainstem, if we indulge those safety questions over and over, and if we can never really feel safe and secure, that part of the brain actually gets a little bigger and it cuts itself off from the rest of the brain. So in our reasoning, in our logic, in our ability to ask, how am I contributing to other people? We can't do that as well if we're only asking ourselves, if we're stuck in the questions of survival. Does that make sense? In other words, we need to feel safe and secure in the I and the we before we can really move into the they, into loving other people. Any questions about the brain? All right. This is, again, way oversimplifying. This is not very deep and complex science, but this is true. This is pretty much how our brain works, and I think we can see all of those different impulses in us if we think about our lives and think about the questions that we ask. And what I want to share this morning is the gospel. The good news to us that Jesus speaks, that the scriptures speak, is that you and I are safe and secure in the love of Christ. The gospel speaks to the I and the we very strongly and says, in the love of Christ, you are safe and you belong. You're safe and you belong. In Psalm 95, we read, "For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care." That is speaking to those questions that constantly go through our minds. Am I safe? And do I belong? And the answer is yes. You are safe in the love of Christ. You belong in the church. Let's look more at these questions that we ask. First, back to the brainstem. Am I safe? Am I safe? God has said to us, given us this image of the shepherd. Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. I'm safe. He leads me beside still waters. He makes me lie down in green pastures." I think I reversed those. "He restores my soul. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Even though my enemies are around me, the danger is around me, God prepares a table for me. I'm safe and secure in God's love. The gospel tells us that on the cross, Jesus has removed us, delivered us, liberated us from our slavery to sin, and canceled our debt. The Psalms tell us that we can dwell in the shadow of the wings of God, the images of a mother bird protecting her little chicks or small birds, baby birds, under its wings from danger. Now, the hard thing for us as human beings and the gospel is that this doesn't always mean that hard things don't happen. It doesn't mean that painful things in our lives don't happen. They do. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus talks about those who are poor and those who weep and those who are meek or vulnerable and powerless. But he calls them blessed. He calls them blessed. They are still safe and secure in the love of God. The soul is safe. The soul is the deepest core of who I am. And no matter what happens to my body, no matter what happens around me, my soul is safe and secure in God's hands. That's the image of the Psalms, of being hidden under the shadow of the wings of God. That's the image of the shepherd. That's the images of safety and security. Blessed are you. Jesus says, even when people persecute you and revile you, you're blessed because your soul is safe in the hands of God. And the other part of that good news is that it's not ultimately based on you. It's not because of you. I think if we think that our safety is based on us, we're never going to really feel that security. It's based on what God has done. It's based on who God is. It's based on the fact that Jesus became sin for us and nailed it to the cross and we bear it no more. It's because Jesus walked out of that tomb and because of the promise that no matter what, we will walk out of the tomb with Jesus. Our souls are safe and secure. God has taken care of you. So the answer to am I safe is yes, because my soul is in the hands of the Almighty God. Second question, do I belong? the limbic system asking this question, do I belong? Again, the answer is yes. God says we are the flock under his care. It's not just a guy with a sheep. It's a shepherd with a flock of sheep. We have images in the New Testament of being adopted sons and daughters of God. These are images of family. These are images of community. God has created a we, a community where we belong. And again, it's not based on us. It's not we do good and so we're in, we don't do good and so we're out. It's an invitation to be and to rest in this community called the church, where this we is based simply on our common need, our neediness. We all are in need. And on God's abundant mercy, that I've received God's mercy. This is the community called the church. And so, yes, you belong. If you have need, if you know anything of God's abundant mercy, you absolutely belong in this community that God has created called the church. The only requirement is to know that I'm not good enough and that Jesus is. And so I think this comes out in two symbols that we always approach together, the cross and the table. The cross is a symbol to us that our greatest enemies have been fought and defeated. Christ has conquered sin and death. And so I am safe and secure. You are safe and secure. Your soul is in God's hands. And nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, as Paul writes. And the table is this place for a family meal that we get to share together, that we gather around the table where Christ is our host, where we belong. And we celebrate that not only when we have a table up here, but when we gather, when we share meals with our brothers and sisters in Christ, there's this reminder that whenever we eat the bread and drink from the cup, we belong in God's family. So we come back to these tables over and over again, these symbols over and over again, to the cross and to the table. And we say, you are safe in Christ. You belong in the church. I want you to turn to someone on your right and say, you are safe in Christ. You can yell it if there's someone really far. This is why we should all be sitting together instead of all spread out, so that when I do an activity like this, there's someone on your right, on your left. Just now look around and find someone to say, you belong in the church. Goodness. Now here's the thing. The brainstem and the limbic system are deeply part of us. They are primal. They are instinctual. And there are lots of people who benefit by triggering the brainstem and the limbic system that want us to call into question, am I safe and do I belong? There are lots of people who profit from that. It's essentially what the marketing industry does, is trigger those parts of your brain. And so we need to come together over and over again and say, you are safe in the love of Christ. You are secure. You belong in God's church. And the gospel then ultimately frees us to love the they. As long as we're caught up in our own safety and our own wondering if we belong or not, we cannot truly love another person. We cannot truly, like Jesus, give our lives for the sake of another. We need the gospel to be deeply internalized, to quiet down our brainstems, to quiet down our limbic systems a little bit, so that we can begin to live with the mind of Christ in the world. Not always wondering, should I fight or should I flee? Like our reptilian brain is telling us. Not always wondering, oh, do I belong? Pandering for acceptance and trying to blend in with what other people want and other people's expectations, like our limbic system wants us to do. But to tell the story of the cross, to live the story of the cross, to share it with other people, and to invite them to the table where they belong, where they feel the safety of God's love. This is who we are. This is what it means to be the church, to know that we are safe and secure in the love of Christ, so that we are free to go out and share that with the world. Let's pray together. God, help us to know deeply the good news. I pray that your word would quiet down the voices that are anxious about our own safety and anxious and fearful about our sense of belonging, that we might rest in your love, that we would not see the world as a threat, that we would not see change as a threat, that we would not see each and every moment of our life that doesn't go our way as a threat to the safety and security of our souls, so that we might engage different people, that we might walk into difficult circumstances, that we might do hard things, because we know we're safe and secure in you, and that you, wherever we go, whatever we do, wherever we are, you will hold us in your hands. And you will finish the good work that you're starting in us. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.